Damn, that's a giant fat fucking dome, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, you wanna look at some big penis, man? Oh, fuck yeah, buddy. Oh, just for you, man. Fuck yeah.
Alright, now it's pretty common knowledge that I love
big penis, buddy. Giant fucking penis. Fuck yeah.
Very proud of that cock.
Fuck. Beautiful. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Feels fucking fantastic.
Oh my god! Gargoyles! Sly dicks! Everything's ungodly! Dark savage!
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tantrazini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh,
yes, hey, Franks! Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time to end the week with the Friday podcast. Got a great show for you today. We haven't checked in on Craigslist in quite a while. It's pretty much the same shit. Nothing's changed. People are still disgusting. Specifically in New York, here are a couple new Craigslist ads. If you're looking for love or to get shit-fucked, I've got some good news for you. First up, top looking for kink fetishes. Sounds promising. Love to get down and kinky. How about putting a lit cigarette up your piss slit or wearing a tampon for your wet pussy? Now, this is a man for man ad. So when he's referring to wet pussy, he's talking about a dude's sloppy asshole. He wants a dude to shove a tampon in his ass. Or he would love to see your pee hole smoking a Winston.
Winston. America's best-selling,
best-tasting
filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a click-click cigarette should. See what I did? That Winston feels fucking fantastic. Here's another Craigslist ad. Again, man for man. Shit fuck me. Healthy, negative, versatile bottom. Very good-looking Latin Euro mix. Want to get shit fucked. Suck cheesy dick and more nasty things. I'm very hung. Uncut hung. Uncut. Very ripe and cheesy under the foreskin. You must be hot. Huge uncut cocks full of smegma are a big turn on. Someone else posted a similar ad. These guys are competing for smegma, you know, ripe dicks. The smelliest and cheesiest, the better. Uncut only. The smelliest, cheesiest, the better. I'm 8.5 inches fat, uncut and very ripe. Older men a plus. So not only are you going to get, like, you know, cheesy dicks, it's going to be all, you know, musty old man stink attached to that penis. And finally, a guy looking for a woman. Now, this is a very cryptic ad, but it has me interested. Looking for a brave female who is willing to make my penis bleed. Well, that's an eye catcher right there. I'm half tempted to contact him myself. All right, so that's what's happening on Craigslist. I've got a very interesting story here. This was sent in by Clayton. Clayton sent in a link to a video of a black man verbally and physically abusing a Korean on a subway. It was all a giant misunderstanding, though. Quote, a video is circulating on the Korean internet of a black gentleman yelling at and threatening an elderly Korean couple. His violent behavior was the result of him misunderstanding the elderly man's comment to him. The elderly man reportedly said something like, Nigya yu gya anja, or something. That translates to, you can sit here. You can pretty much guess what the black man heard, though. Nigga! Nigga, get out of my way! But not knowing Korean, the man in question interpreted Nigya as the N-word, which led to his violent outburst. I have some audio here. Take a listen to the confrontation.
That's exactly what I thought. Don't talk to me if you don't want to bring that shit. You see these rocks? You see these rocks?
Scotty's picking a fight with an old Korean woman. Like, bring it, come on! You're really going to engage her in a fight? No one is doubting that you'd be able to kick her ass.
Bring it!
And now he's making fun of their language. He's just being ignorant.
You don't know, right? You see these rocks? You see these rocks?
They're just trying to be nice to this guy. Yes, please. You may sit here.
Okay. Of course you don't know. Because I shut your ass up.
Yeah.
Because I shut your ass up. You honestly think I don't know?
He's slapping himself in the face, saying, come on, slap me. I'd love that he's pretty much acting like the word he thought they called him.
They call him balls.
Yeah, moving on now. I've got a great clip from a porno here. Things don't go exactly as planned, primarily because the woman, it's always the woman. The woman doesn't know what she wants or what she can handle.
I was a preschool teacher.
Where?
In Whittier.
What school?
I love the pre-fuck interview, because you really get some background information.
Christian preschool?
Yeah.
Christian preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that, you know, doing a double anal sex act in front of everyone is very conducive to Christian behavior?
Uh-oh, big word alert.
Yeah?
You do? Why? Explain.
It's just sex, that's...
Can you explain what conducive means again?
Nothing wrong with it. You're a moron!
Have you been psychologically evaluated?
No.
Because you seem a little off.
I'm believing you actually like pain.
I like it.
Yeah, we'll see about that. As a matter of fact, they don't even get to the anal portion of the shoot. All she's doing right now is, you know, sucking a couple dudes' dicks.
I can't do this.
And then she says that. Now, I understand if you were doing some crazy out there shit to be like, you know what, this isn't what I bargained for. I gotta call it quits. But this is normal porn. This is shit you see every day. Why are women so wishy-washy when it comes to this? Oh, that's right, because they're emotional fucking time bombs. All right, so let's see what happens here, how this all plays out.
I can't do this.
Oh, no!
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Punch her in the face. Make her do it.
What happened?
I need to quit this. I can't do this.
Honey, you were in the porn business for 30 seconds. You want to quit it?
What's the matter?
I'm retiring.
What's the matter?
I like it painful, but I don't like it, like, really painful.
She likes it painful, but she doesn't like it painful. Who does that sound like? The retard who says, I've got a brother, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance.
I like it painful, but I don't like it, like, really painful, just...
And also... What? Nothing has been painful yet. You've just been sucking dicks.
I like it painful, but I don't like it, like, really painful, just...
A cock has not even pressed lightly up against your rosebud.
Tabitha,
let alone two of them. Fucking you silly.
Tabitha, earlier I asked you if we could hawk loogies in your face. You said,
I can handle that.
You can degrade me. There's a difference between degradation and pain.
But be specific. It's a good come down. Just say what didn't you like. Just say it. Baby,
I thought I could handle this. I thought I could, but I can't. I thought I could do this. I really did, but it came down to it. I couldn't do it.
All the guys in the porno shoot are standing behind her. She's on the phone, I guess, talking to her manager, and the guys are just laughing. Ass up.
And there's nothing wrong with you. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? So come down, relax, and if you don't like your face slap, we don't have to slap your face. All you gotta do is just tell us. We're here to, you know, so nobody's gonna do anything against your will. Do you understand that? Nobody.
Really sucking the fun out of this porno shoot, huh? Now, the poor director booked this shoot. He just wants to get something put down on film.
You still want to try double anal?
I want to try it, but I don't know if if it can work.
You're insane if you think that she is going to, you know, actually get two cocks in her ass.
You know what's great about this?
What?
You were actually booked for my double anal line.
You're fucking up his whole day.
It makes it very difficult to put you in the movie if you don't do double anal.
You're never going to become a star. All right, there you go. One more clip, and then we'll get into the news. Tonetta, as I mentioned a few days ago, is back with a ton of new videos. As a matter of fact, this one was just posted yesterday. I have never heard Tonetta attempt a female voice like this. It is shockingly bad. Take a listen.
I've traveled up and down, door to door, hoping to find someone who'll pay minimum wage so I can earn a wage. I need a job. I need a job.
The song's called I Need a Job.
I do painting, washing dishes, even woman's work. Like cooking, polishing, waxing, oh, it can't hurt.
This is so great.
I need a job.
Yeah.
I need a job.
I can't get up as high as Tonetta can. That's why Tonetta is such a talent, and I'll never amount to anything.
Hire me, my friend. Give me a chance to prove I'm useful, cause this useless fool needs some food.
I'm waiting for the part where Tonetta starts singing about willing to suck dick and shit.
I'd even marry you, make your dream come true, cause I'm big daddy down there and
there
I
we go.
Need a job.
Knew it was gonna get sexual.
You need a la.
I do have to say, Tonetta does seem to be growing as an artist, doesn't he?
Lara.
You know what I mean? Like the music, the background music, the instrumentals a bit better.
And I need a job.
There's more to the songs, not just yummy, 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 yummy pizza. Or ca-ca-ca-ca-cox. Oh. For an instrumental breakdown.
Make your dream come true.
Oh. Voice changed there.
I've traveled up and down, door to door, hoping to find someone who paid minimum wage so I can earn my way. I need a job. I need a job. Hire me, my friend. Give me a chance to prove I'm useful, cause this useless man needs some food.
Oh, he's supposed to be a man in this? I don't understand. Tonetta is such an enigma. There's one more song that was just posted called Candies. We'll just listen to like the first half of the verse. I mean, the outfit Tonetta is wearing. There's big holes where the nipples are.
Candies are for kids.
Kids.
Candies should be free.
Free.
I may be a girl, but not as dumb as men. Candies are for kids.
It's about a very smart whore.
You don't listen to me.
Me.
I'll pee. I wear no underwear, I'm so naked, yeah. Down there.
What is this song about exactly? Like, he's talking about candy and then peeing and how he's so naked down there.
My mommy says to me, wear your pool panties, but they're all full of pee, mommy. But you got any candy?
Is he supposed to be a little girl here? Like, this is just creepy.
Cause candies are for kids. Candies should be free. I may be a girl, but not as dumb as men think.
All right, thank you very much, Tonetta. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. Hold on. Sorry. I'm putting my pants on. Ow. I have like six... Wait. I have like 6 seconds. I couldn't do it. 6 seconds of music before the fade out. I don't know. I felt dirty listening to Tonetta in my underwear, so I had to put my pants on. If you're not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com.
Yesterday, healthy families are happy families. That's why Lysol
does more. The fuck is this?
With our new stainless look, no-touch hand soap system.
Come on. You know what pisses me off?
99.9% of bacteria.
You know, I've got these news stories. Shut up! Shut up! /missionforhealth. God damn it! This is so infuriating. I've got my news stories up. What? Look at this. There's going to be another one here. You can't stop this shit. It's getting ridiculous. All right. Yeah, I've got news stories up, right? And some of these websites have videos that start playing like 5-10 minutes after you open the tab. And they're just fucking commercials and shit. It's very annoying. They trick me. They use trickery. All right, yeah, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Yesterday, I posted an exclusive program. It wasn't around Wednesday, so if you wanted to hear new shit, you have to, you know, sign up for the Sideshow, basically. I was, dad stuff up in Ashtabula, so there's that going on. But, yeah, sign up for the Sideshow right now. I'm going to try to do some weekend content, probably a video cast for you guys to make up for the no-show on Wednesday. Like I said, though, there was an exclusive program yesterday, so if you want to catch it, sign up right now, support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 weeks. There's a lot going on there. Putting my pants on, fucking commercials started playing. It's too much. All right, yes, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A 21-year-old Russian chef brutally stabbed his gay date to death and then cooked him into meatballs. Ta-da! It's going to be a good day, isn't it, freaks? A 21-year-old Russian cannibal brutally stabbed his gay date to death and then made him into meatballs and uploaded footage of him cooking onto the internet. Known as Ivan L., the chef allegedly lured his victim, age 32, to his flat, where he killed him and promptly cut off his head and feet because he wanted to eat human flesh. The defendant wanted to try eating at least 10 people in the future. Why 10? You know what I mean? Like, after the first one, you should know if you like it or not. You know the old saying, I'll try anything once. Or some people say, I'll try anything twice. Not 10 times. You're going to try 10 different people? All right, the defendant wanted to try eating at least 10 different people in the future, investigator Fedor Bludnov said. The accused stabbed the man a few times, and after having assured him that the victim was dead, he cut up his body and ate him. It was not being treated as a gay hate crime. It wasn't that he had an extraordinary hatred for those of a different sexual orientation, but he was sure that such people would keep a secret about who they were meeting, so it would be harder to catch him. And, as we all know, gays are just tastier. They're sweeter. Ivan L. has reportedly confessed to the killing and faces 15 years in jail, but his mental fitness will first be assessed. Yeah, I'd look into that. From a wealthy family in a small Arctic Circle town, he even posted videos online of his cooking with human flesh, including a rib dish. But the offending images have now been removed. God damn it! How could that be? There's got to be backups. You know, YouTube had to have cached that, right? Or people mirrored the image or video and stuff. All the Fat Man video, you know, Fat Man will come out of retirement and then retire, you know, in a day and delete all of his videos. But somehow they remain on YouTube because people capture them. The victim's 52-year-old mother led police to the accused through her son's dating website that he used. So there you go. Fucking eHarmony, man. It's not just for Christians anymore. All right, second story we have for you today. Barely out of diapers, 4-year-old Maddie Jackson is already on the road to womanhood. sporting fake C-cup breasts and padding on her bottom, she is the latest shock contestant on Toddlers in Tiaras, the U.S. reality show revealing the surreal world of beauty pageants. So this is the type of news that is seen around the world about the United States. That's why we're thought of so highly. All right. In an attempt to mimic her curvaceous icon, country singer Dolly Parton, who is known for her ample titties, breasts. The toddler is shown sporting detachable bust and butt enhancements before performing live on stage. With the extra padding concealed under her Barbie pink Lycra cat suit, Maddie's tiny frame is transformed into an hourglass silhouette. Barely able to string a sentence together, many will be shocked by the images of a peroxide blonde trying to emulate the appearance of a woman in her late 20s. When questioned on NBC's Today Show, her mother, Lindsay, who entered her first pageant contest when she was 9 months old, defends the enhancements used by her daughter. She says, "To some people, it's over the top. To us, it's just what happens. It's just normal. When she wears the fake boobs and the fake butt, it's just like extra bonus." Some of the other young contestants seem perturbed by her appearance as they watch Lindsay rearrange her daughter's fake breasts, and one even probes the chicken fillets before Maddie crosses her arms defensively. On the show, Lindsay says, as she watches her child's confused expression, "I don't think Maddie knew how to explain and why she had those enhancements on." Maddie's grandma, Barbara, also defends the beauty pageant world, which is primarily concerned with contestants' external appearances, explaining that the cash prize can be put towards expensive schooling or a real tit job, and dozens of toys for the children. The show has caused outcry, with many who believe that it could influence youngsters to adopt similar behavior, and campaigners have even set up a Facebook group, "Take Toddlers and Tiaras Off the Air," in a bid to have the plug pulled on the show. So there you go. Finally today, a cautionary tale. A 16-year-old boy died after masturbating 42 times without stopping in Brazil. All you gooners out there, pay attention to this news story. His mother...
Penis. Oh. I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. Uh-huh. I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. Penis.
I beat my big fucking penis.
Okay. Penis.
Enough, thank you. Sorry.
I beat my big
He just keeps
penis.
Going.
Penis.
Keeps beating that
I beat my big fucking penis.
Beating, baiting, same thing. His mother told a local newspaper that she already knew about her son's addiction and that she planned to see the doctor, but the decision came too late. The young man began to masturbate at midnight and spent the whole night compulsively touching himself. At school, his classmates commented on the boy's problem, and some said he asked them to connect to the webcam for being observed. What? Little webcam show. They further said that his attraction to women was extreme. He was attracted to all kinds of women, regardless of texture physics. This is such a strangely worded news story. Regardless of texture physics, color, and age. In his room, a great amount of porn was found, including photographs and videos of nude women that were saved on his PC. So, there you go. Be careful when you are manipulating your penis.
Oh, yeah. Don't worship that.
Yeah.
I beat my big fucking penis. Penis.
Okay, enough. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Just first time caller. Have a favor. If you could wish Kenny McKee a happy birthday.
Kenny.
Today is his birthday. But you might not get this. I can't talk. You might not get this message for a while. But his birthday is Monday, August 29th.
Yeah.
And he is a dedicated viewer, even though I pay for his subscription for it. So that would be awesome. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Well, listen, Kenny. Have a very happy birthday. Here is a gay kid singing you a song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear song.
Kenny. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. With the possessed toddler.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Coco.
Oh. Name your kid Coco. What the hell's wrong with you?
My goodness.
Happy birthday.
Say happy birthday.
I'm very excited for your birthday. Kind of like how a pedophile is excited for your
birthday. He was so eager to tell me when his birthday was, and he was going to be 15 in less than a month on the 1st of December, and... this is what life is about. This is what real life is about. I would say that he was in bloom, and that's it.
Yes, his asshole was in bloom. All right, where are we at here now? Next voicemail.
Hello, Timmy.
Hi, Pan.
Calling, and Timothy, riddle me this. Does the fact that Washington, D.C. was hit by a hurricane and an earthquake on the week that the new Martin Luther King statue is to be revealed make Mother Nature a racist?
Yes.
Something tells me that the spirit of Gaia just ain't ready for that.
I saw a new product online that looked very good. It's for the bath, you know. It's called Martin Luther King. I don't know if this is targeted at blacks or whites, but it sounds like a fantastic product. A picture of his face on the loofah and everything.
Oh, and fucking jizz on my face, Timmy.
Right.
Puppy. Holy shit. You're going to be so angry. I just found out some intel. So there's this podcast out there called Sick and Wrong or some other whatnot.
Yes, I have
heard
of them.
This podcast happens to also be sponsored by Adam and Eve.
Oh, every fucking podcast is.
Password happens to be Diddle. So, you can listen to their podcast too.
No, do not do that. Only use coupon code FREAK at checkout. FREAK. Buy yourself a dong.
Hey, Tim.
Beat your big fucking penis.
I just thought of an idea regarding your Android and Apple iTunes, whatever app.
Yes, what?
I was thinking you could have one little section where if you push a button, it brings Apple you button. To a long list of all of the different sound clips that are famous on the show, so that a new listener could just say, oh, what's Jagoo? And then you open it up, and it would just be like a 30-second recording, an explanation that says,
like an audio Freakipedia. That's kind of interesting. That'd be a huge app, though, I think. Puerto Rican Fat Man.
No, actually, it's TJ from Chicago.
Oh, that was a good impression.
I just think my Puerto Rican Fat Man.
Not bad. Improving.
Listen, the other day, I don't remember when it was, but you were complaining that you were running out of Sucktastic Tuesday stories.
More like Sucktastic Tuesday. Am I right? Am I right?
And you wanted some new ones? Well, not only did I send you an email of about 6 or 7 new Sucktastic Tuesday stories that I think that you will appreciate, so be sure to check your email if you haven't gotten that already. I found an older episode, and it has a Sucktastic Tuesday story that I don't think you've played. Like, I don't think you've ever repeated since you first played it on the show. You played it on the April 20th, 2010 episode of Distorted View. The story is called Metallica Anal, and it's about a transsexual getting fucked in the ass by
Lars.
James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich. And it's
I don't remember
really,
that one.
Really,
it was only a year ago.
Fucking bad. In the best.
I'll have to revisit that next time I want to do a best of.
You jealous, Barry motherfucker! I send you a goddamn email with the subject line African American. And inside of the email was a video of a lady eating a peanut butter sandwich on YouTube and saying, I got nuts. You think I got nuts now? I got cranberry juice, too.
I have not seen that video. I will look through my emails immediately.
Hey, little dude. This is the Spiral Ham Fucker.
I know who you are.
Hey, you want to know how old I am? I really don't know what difference it makes.
Yeah, a listener called in wanting to know how old Spiral Hamfucker was.
You sound like a little kid.
I bet you he's going to be older than I think. He's going to be like maybe late 30s, early 40s.
I bet you've never had a fat girl stain your mattress and break your heart yet. Hey, boo, fucking my buddy and I were hanging out at the bar this weekend. He's one of my friends that listens to your show, The Distorted View.
Spiral Hamfucker has a drinking problem.
We're talking about how life speeds up right around 30.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And you're around that age.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I've noticed that in the last few years. Things are really, like, years just fly by now.
First started listening to your show, I
used to fucking crawl when I was in school.
Like everyone else does when I started calling in. And I only called in maybe 2 or 3 times before the whole Spiral Ham fucking thing started, and it's weird to be part of the show now, and it really is.
You
and
really are a part
I
of
was beside
I
my,
couldn't do it without you, Spiral.
Myself this weekend, pissed drunk at the bar, thinking, oh, fuck, Timmy, I love you so much, brother.
Wow.
You bring me out of dark place.
I could probably fuck Spiral Hamfucker, I think. If I got him drunk, he would probably give it up for me.
Cheers, Tim.
You know what I mean? He's like one of those type of drunks. straight until a few beers.
Dr. Barry Ratz,
straight to the next cock, right?
Hopefully you don't get too many calls about this, but that recent Sextastic Tuesday story you read about G.I. Joe fan fiction, that story wasn't based on the G.I. Joe cartoon and those popular characters. It was actually based on the action figures, or at least I assume it is, based on the names.
Well, wait, but aren't the action figures based on the cartoon?
Because the action figures came out before the cartoon, and they were like Scuba Diver Joe and Paratrooper Joe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sergeant Joe and fucking...
And then the cartoon came out, and they actually got names.
Backyard Chef Joe. I don't know. They had a shit ton of them. But
I didn't know that. Well, thank you for the information. So the Sextastic Tuesday story was based on the action figure. I never read an action figure-based sex story before.
Hey, how you doing, Tim? It's Kyle. I'm a San Clemente Brony listener, actually. Yeah. Brony. Yeah, Fluttershy is the best. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was actually waiting to see when you would actually mention bronies. I wasn't sure if you had caught on to the whole phenomenon.
No, actually, I hadn't until this whole ghost thing. And that's when I did a little bit of research.
All right, well, just one.
Guys who love My Little Ponies are named bronies.
Wanted to throw that out there. All right, bye.
All right, I'm a brony, sure. Actually, I haven't seen the new My Little Pony, despite it being on Hub. Finally today, yes.
This is Sideshow Walt Flanagan calling.
Hi, Walt.
I thought I would just get my geek on real quick. I found two apps that I need to suggest to both you and the freaks. One of which would be...
I played that yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program. I'm sorry. We don't need to hear that again. It wasn't that interesting. You're not missing much, Freeside people. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
They call him Balls. Balls nigga.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Niggy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lips just hypnotize me, and I just love your saucy ways. Guess that's why they lapse in urine, bae. Come on. Work it out.